And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The Church of England could consider human composting at Christian funerals to help meet its net zero target. Bishops are considering establishing a consultation group to assess the theological considerations of alternative means to dispose of human bodies. Currently, people in the UK can only legally choose to have a cremation or burial, but human composting and water cremation, while not used in Britain, are increasingly popular around the world, amid a desire for environmentally conscious funerals. Human composting, a process in which microbes convert a deceased body into compost, is not legal in the UK. The process was legalised in New York State in January last year. There is no law against resomation, also known as water cremation, in the UK. The process works by disposing of human remains using lye and heat, but no water firm has granted permission for its drains to be used, which would allow human remains to end up in the sewage system. The bishop's announcement comes after the General Synod, which voted in February 2020 in favour of setting a target to achieve carbon neutrality by 2030. In a written question to the Synod, the Reverend Canon Andrew Dochin of the St. Edmundsbury and Ipswich Diocese asked what the Church's plans were for the rising popularity of alternate methods of disposing of the deceased. He asked, "Bearing in mind the Church of England's care for the bereaved, as well as our commitment to net zero carbon together with the environmental costs of current and future means for the disposal of human remains, are there any theological objections to either resomation or human composting?" You also asked whether there were any pastoral recommendations for the reverent care of human bodies, regardless of the manner of their disposal. Replying on behalf of the Chairman of the House of Bishops, the Right Reverend Dr. Michael Ipgrave, Bishop of Lichfield, said, "There has not been any formal theological consideration of either resomation or human composting." The Bishop also suggested that Canon Dochkin, the Synod's representative on the Church's funerals group, could help to organise a small consultation to look at this question in more detail and with ecumenical input. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the anti-apartheid leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate who died in December 2021, reportedly requested cremation by aquamation or alkaline hydrolysis. This is a water-based process considered an eco-friendly alternative to traditional cremation. Hundreds of former Salvation Army officers who left before retirement age have been denied pensions because of harsh rules that punish early departers. Ex-officers said the incredibly unjust rules have left them facing poverty in retirement. Kim Palmer, 54, from London, said she was shocked that she would not receive any pension despite 20 years' service. "I spent a lifetime working there," she said. "They had an accrued pension for me, but decided I wasn't worthy of it because I left." Full-time officers with the Salvation Army, an international charity and evangelical Christian church that works with disadvantaged communities, are known as ministers of religion and do not qualify as employees, thus are not covered by the government's automatic enrolment rules for workplace pensions. Instead, they receive free accommodation for them and their families, along with a monthly allowance, currently £1,020, and those who retire with the organisation are given a pension allowance and subsidised accommodation. The charity does not guarantee a pension for those who leave early, however. In 2017, it changed the rules so that an officer could transfer a pension after 10 years' service, but this is still discretionary. Ms. Palmer, whose monthly allowance was £800, said, "There was no way I could put money aside for my own pension. I have a child, so it is always very tight. You aren't even allowed to take on another job. I would do work for another church, but the money went straight to the Salvation Army." Ms. Palmer received a termination grant of £4,000, but said this would not fund a single year of retirement. Philip Mountain, 57, said he and his wife would get a pittance because they left the charity in 2011. "We were treated like deserters. My wife served for 32 years and I for 21. We will receive nothing." Philip Mountain's allowance payslip included a pension contribution. Mr. Mountain, now a music teacher, said many officers had difficulty building up personal savings and so found it hard to leave. Many want to, but can't because they are financially trapped, he said. For us to be penalised in this way is awful when the organisation purports to hold high morals. Mr. Mountain started a petition calling for change, which has received 1,354 signatures and is part of a group of more than 130 others in the same position. He said he's entitled to a pension because his allowance slip included pensionable pay. He was due a £7,000 grant, but this was cut to £1,300 after deductions were made for a course he had taken. A Salvation Army spokesman said the charity was prohibited from making pension payments to officers who chose to leave early. He added, "We pay a grant to those who resign before retirement age. Our donors expect their money to be used to help vulnerable people, and we work hard to ensure as much money as possible goes directly to our services." David Kendall, 56, from Hamilton in Scotland, left in 2007. In 2013, he was told he would receive a pension, but a year later, he received a letter that said he would receive nothing unless he was in financial hardship. The Salvation Army purportedly fights for social justice, but there's no justice for those in its ranks, he said. Church of England clergy receive a defined benefit pension based on their service and annual salary. Those who leave early can keep their pension or transfer it to another provider. Ministers of the Methodist Church pay 9.3% of their salary towards their pension, while the church pays 26.9%. Bones belonging to a high-status woman were discovered in an ancient lead coffin during a dig in the town of Garthorpe, near Leeds. Archaeologists said the once-in-a-lifetime find could help unlock secrets of a period spanning from the fall of the Roman Empire in AD 400 to the beginnings of the Anglo-Saxon era. David Hunter, the principal archaeologist with West Yorkshire Joint Services, said, "This has the potential to be a find of massive significance for what we understand about the development of ancient Britain and Yorkshire. Unusually for an ancient cemetery, the remains found in Garthorpe belong to people from the late Roman and the early Saxon eras. The skeleton of the late Roman aristocratic woman was found alongside the remains of 60 men, women, and children from the two periods." Archaeologists trace the burial traditions of both cultures in the cemetery, the precise location of which is being kept secret. Hunter said, "The presence of two communities using the same burial site is highly unusual, and whether their use of this graveyard overlapped or not will determine just how significant the find is. When seen together, the burials indicate the complexity and precariousness of life during what was a dynamic period in Yorkshire's history. The lead coffin itself is extremely rare, so this has been a truly extraordinary dig. Experts will seek to establish precise timeframes for the burials by carbon dating the remains. Chemical tests will be carried out to try to determine how they lived and what they ate, as well as details about their ancestry." Leeds City Council said the discovery was made last spring, but could only be revealed now because of the need to keep the site safe while tests were carried out. Although the exact location remains a secret, the excavation was in part prompted by a discovery nearby of late Roman stone buildings and a small number of Anglo-Saxon-style structures. Kylie Buxton, the on-site supervisor for the excavations, said it was every archaeologist's dream to work on such a project, adding, "There is always a chance of finding burials, but to have discovered a cemetery of such significance at a time of transition was quite unbelievable. For me, it was a particular honour to excavate the high-status lead coffin burial, for it was a great team effort by everyone involved. Early analysis indicates some of those in the cemetery held early Christian beliefs, and Saxons were accompanied by personal possessions such as knives and pottery." The council said it hoped the coffin would be displayed in an upcoming exhibition at Leeds City Museum, exploring death and burial customs from across the world. And finally, Pastor Jamie decided to give some helpful tips on life during his sermon. Tip number one, your wife won't start an argument with you while you are cleaning. Tip number two, if at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way your wife told you to. Tip number 3, placing your fingers on someone else's lips and saying, "Shh, no, not another word," is super romantic, but police officers don't seem to think so. And your final tip, if your girlfriend ever says, "I want to walk down the aisle," send her to the supermarket. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.